Welcome back to JR Morning. Jason Rowe, Republican political strategist, Rowe Strategic, here with me this morning. And Jason, we talked a little earlier about cancer and how it has affected not just my family, but your family as well.
Yeah, I don't think there's probably many people in the country that aren't touched, you know, at least an extended family or friends, if not in their immediate families. Scary thing for anybody to navigate, and that what makes what Jamie's been doing so impressive and courageous, to see her help people understand the journey she's on and understand what goes into the treatment and you know, navigating what goes on in cancer treatment.
Absolutely. And Jamie recently shared that she's been diagnosed with breast cancer and is courageously undergoing treatment. But in true Jamie fashion, she's turning her journey into something powerful, launching a deeply personal podcast series called Jamie's Journey, Angels Along the Way. And she joins us now to give us a taste of what the episode 2 of her podcast is all about. Jamie, good morning.
Good morning to you both. You know, my mother-in-law just said that something Oprah said a long time ago is you try and make your mess into a message. And now I feel that deeply because that's my whole point with this podcast.
And I got to ask you, how you doing? How you feeling?
I'm okay. Monday's my best day because it's just right before the treatment again. You know, your body's like recovering. So I feel pretty good today. I'm hopefully going to get number 11 done tomorrow morning at Henry Ford Cancer. And just ticking these things off, trying to get to the end of this.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I've been loving the podcast, Jamie's Journey, Angels Along the Way. You had episode 2 that dropped last week, and kind of give us a little detail on what it was and introduce this clip.
Okay. This is with a future angel, I called her, oncologist breast surgeon. And she talks about everything that happens and how there's this team at Henry Ford that sort of descends on you after you get this news. And they meet weekly about every single patient and how things are going. And so we got into all kinds of things. My case is a baseline, but I tried to talk about everything to sort of include anyone who might be on the journey, who might be listening. And also I talked about being proactive, because as Jason said, a lot of people are touched by cancer, but I'm kind of the first in my friend group, and all my friends are asking about now, how can they be proactive? And I talked with Dr. Benson Haver about mammograms. Since I've started to be public about my story, I've gotten a lot of people reach out to me. I've talked to a 31-year-old mom who was breastfeeding when they found this. I've talked to sort of people in their 20s. And you know the stories of that are out there, the famous people like Olivia Munn and all this. These are young people. Why is this happening, especially in people that don't have the gene? It doesn't seem to be genetic. What are we doing to ourselves?
Yeah, so there's a lot of factors that go into that. I would say first and foremost, one of the things that I learned very early is that in patients that appear to have a genetic predisposition, it's about 20% of the patients we see. But of those 20%, only 10% have an identifiable gene. So it doesn't mean that it's not a genetic predisposition. We just don't know what gene we're necessarily looking for. So, and that's one of the reasons why risk assessment is really important. This isn't for cancer patients. This is for non-cancer patients. But if you have a family history, a significant family history, see somebody and have a risk assessment done, because it's entirely possible that outside of a known genetic predisposition, you're high risk and you should be screened in a different way. But in addition to these genetic predispositions that we may or may not know about, we know that there are other things happening, that environmental factors, we, you know, 80% of the cases we see are spontaneous. But I think too that there are just things that we don't know that are making these happen. But also too, we're much more open about these things and seeing them and these being diagnosed. I mean, if you look back years ago, these are, you didn't necessarily know it. One of the most poignant cases that I've ever had was a patient that was extremely young. She was BRCA positive and didn't know it because she had a family member that was diagnosed like generations back. They was diagnosed at an extremely young age and passed away, but nobody knew it was breast cancer. So it wasn't that the genetic history wasn't there. They just weren't aware of it because people didn't necessarily talk about it. And so we're kind of at this point in time where it's all coming to light and people are talking about it. It's not looked at as a stigma. So I think it's a combination of multiple things. Environment can be part of it too, but genetics is certainly there. And I do think that talking about it, bringing it to light so people aren't ashamed or don't think it's, you know, something that should be hidden is really important. And what you're doing, I think, is huge for that.
Well, I like that aspect of it, that we can talk about it. I mean, we're on a podcast talking about it, you know, and a long time ago, I don't think that would happen. So I think there's value here in the people that are going to be listening. I just know that all of my friends are looking for a way to protect themselves, be proactive. And a lot of them are doing all the right things. And sometimes, like it happened to me, it happens in between mammograms.
Yeah. I would say for all women, certainly, if you think you could be at high risk for whatever reason, family history, if you just have lumpy, bumpy breast, if something just doesn't feel right, talk to your PCP and see what they have to say. And if they are, you know, not certain, then find a breast specialist. I have no problem seeing somebody that's like, hey, I just want to know where I'm at, where I fall, and is this important? But certainly for the general population, mammograms at 40.
Okay. And I've gotten some messages from people who have listened to the story and they're like, I'm going to go get a mammogram. I'm like, great.
I think something else worth bringing up though, too, is if you feel something, don't assume it's okay. If you're not 40, just get it checked. I mean, I regularly see patients that have benign breast masses that are like, you know, I felt it. I've known it's there forever. And then all of a sudden it started growing. Like I will tell them, I love that you've been proactive. I love that you're here. But if you can tell anything or educate anyone, when you feel it initially, just come be seen. Don't wait. And oftentimes those are benign breast lesions, which are, you know, fine. We can manage those either by observation. Sometimes we have to remove them. But if you feel something, just ask.
Lloyd, yes. Jason, the new saying is feel something, say something.
Yeah, I get it. I think that's a great saying. And you know, what we heard, just a glimpse into your show, your podcast, Jamie's Journey, Angels Along the Way. I mean, you know, Jamie, I know this is going to help. You've already said it's helping people already, helping some of your friends say, listen, I need to get a mammogram. I need to go and, you know, be proactive.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's my goal. And, you know, even the people on the journey already starting their treatment, like I said, when I heard other people going through it, it helped me. So that is my hope, that this is helping some people out there as they listen. And episode 2 is everywhere you get podcasts. Just search Jamie Edmonds, or you could go to WJR's YouTube page.
Jamie, it's always great to hear you. You know, we're standing with you every step of the way, and we're encouraging everyone to keep you lifted in love and in support. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
God bless, Jamie.
Boy, I'm telling you, man, that's really encouraging.
It's cool that she's doing it too, because yes, the platform that she has, being on WJR, flagship radio station in Michigan, she's reaching millions of people.
And she's so used to interviewing others, and now she's the story. And you know, in journalism, we're always told you're not the story, you know, but she is the story this time, and we are with her 100%. Coming up, Richard Hudson. He's the chairman of the National Republican Congressional Committee. We'll speak with him next at 8:35 on JR Morning.